3.
Who's talking now? He's against us. He's a former military colonel in Sweden, in the north, before he became a chairman for Satter vid Same village.
They even said so in court. The colonel doesn't like your family. He loves authority and the strong and the healthy. He values your uncle just because he was a special forces soldier when he was young. Healthy best soldier, he says. Hear him now, how he praises the Swedish reindeer owner who used to work in the mines before.
The funny part, they're saying it's a Sami village, like, but it's no Sami left there. Because they had been forcing us away, so.
Det finns samer som är renägande naturfolk som genom den svenska statens kolonisering har rätt.
They used every trick from violent threats to keeping your father and his brothers at the police station for hours. This was never funny. And yet, even this conflict does, at times, have a comic flavor. Listen to how your father has to defend himself for being a trained mechanic.
But of course they need somebody who can fix the things that you need in the forest now.
But they find that due to his qualifications, it becomes evident that he has no interest in reindeer herding.
At the same time, if you don't have a education, they will pick you on that also. So you have like, whatever you do, it's wrong.
Yeah, sounds like a Kafkaesque situation. Yeah. You're caught in this complete vicious circle.
So, once again you wonder, why call the place that we were chased away from Sami village? A feeling creeps up on you. Is this another subtle strategy in the process of colonialization? One which uses southern people's romantic idea of the north and their hunger for what they might call the authentic. A thing, in short, that one can sell for cash.
Officially a goal.